It's now time for another Public Safety Special Edition News Magazine. This time we're with Indianola Community School District School Resource Officer Jim Hackett.
We are with Indianola School Resource Officer Jay Hackett. And first and foremost, Officer Hackett, how are we doing?
We're doing wonderful this morning.
Oh, that's good. So just talk about a little bit about your background and kind of your career path to where you are here at Indianola.
First and foremost, I graduated from Mount Pleasant Community High School. I always like to make sure I plug that for all the students here that are working towards graduating high school, how important that is. I then also attended Simpson College and got a bachelor's in criminal justice. From there, I also attended the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy in 2014, successfully completed that, and then I've been a cop with Indianola since then.
And what piqued your interest in wanting to get into law enforcement?
You know, a lot of different things. You know, there's always like the funny jokes you say, but I like to think that I'm like most guys, where a service to our community, to give back to those who helped you, but also to make this a safer community to live in for my family.
And when you talk about kind of safer community with your family, how important is it for, you know, people to be able to trust the official or to trust officers and law enforcement in a community like this?
You know, the old adage was us being law enforcement against the community. That's a very, very old adage. And the new adage is us with them. We have to. We don't have any support. We don't get anything done if we don't have community support. Thankfully, right now we give the community a lot of reasons to trust us. So when we make decisions, when officers are doing things in the middle of the night, they can trust that they're doing those things appropriately, correctly. And that's also a big part of what my job is out here is, yes, working with students and taking reports, but also building more of that community trust.
And to get into the school resource officer mode, kind of, is that a position you apply for? Is that somewhere you're placed, and how does that really work?
You know, there was a selection process. I had an interview for it, just like a detective position. It's a special assignment. But my interview consisted of our at the time our chief, our captain, and then the superintendent of the schools. They talk about how this is one of the, you know, my life is in a fishbowl out here, and so they want to make sure that they choose the best officer with the for that role. Not everyone. If you talk to any friends in law enforcement, I think a lot of them would agree that it's not always the most glamorous role, and there's a lot to it. But with that, I can make a lot of difference out here. We can make a lot of difference out here.
And when you say you know, have a lot of different duties and priorities, what are those duties working in a school every day as a school resource officer?
First and foremost is I'm a law enforcement officer. I'm assigned out here specifically for duties at the school, but that's my first and foremost role is to be a law enforcement officer out here, whether that's taking reports, making sure that the building's secure, preparing our building for and our community for if a tragedy would occur here in the buildings, but also being willing and able to take those actions if needed. That is my first and foremost most important role is that. Then it kind of comes into, we follow the National Association of School Resource Officers method, which is called the triad method, so law enforcement, then it's informal counselor or mentor, and then a guest speaker. So working with the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau funds to educate students on safe driving habits, safe habits as far as the dangers of drug and alcohol use, the dangers of dating violence, safe internet usage, and we do that K-12. Those things don't stop when they're in middle school. We continue to educate up into and including in high school. And then also the informal counselor or more like a mentor type role. I'm sure you saw as we walked down here, quite a few kids were saying hi to me or sticking their tongue out at me or what have you. It was all in very much good fun. But building those relationships, which kind of comes back to your last point, which was building that community trust. These kids trust that if they make a report to me, something happens at home, they feel like they're a victim of a crime here at the school building or anywhere in the community, that if they come to myself or Officer Marshall, that we're going to take care of that, and they're going to those situations are going to be handled.
And you mentioned that you are K through 12. Do you see a difference in working with students at a younger age compared to maybe kids that are looking for colleges and the teenage years?
When I first started, I had less than no experience on how to talk to a third grade student. I really didn't. And we kind of spoke with earlier when I started, a lot of these kiddos were in third grade, or at least those kiddos that we saw were in third grade. I had to lean pretty heavily on my mentors that were in the school district on how to talk to kids, because I didn't really know how to. You have a short attention span. You have to get to the point quickly. You have to almost talk to them like you do with cops. You have to be very direct and not mince words. Once they get up to high school, you can absolutely kind of elaborate and have deeper conversations, build bigger relationships, because they're going to start dealing with more adult life issues. And so it's fun to kind of see the progression of a kid that they come talk to you and they're a junior, and you're like, man, I swear to God, you were in seventh grade like last year. Like, how are you a junior now? It's kind of like parenting almost, it's a little weird.
And I'm sure it's a blessing to, because you're with these kids, from kindergarten to 12th grade, if they stay in the district that entire time, to watch these kids grow and develop as young adults.
Yeah, it's really fun. On patrol, I go back to patrol whenever school's not in session. It's kind of the same traffic stops, same reports, same everything. And the same happens here at the school district, except that you build those relationships and you get to see those kids as they transition, either whether it's through the different issues that they face or the different successes that they find too. As you get to know these kids, like, man, you can really see some really cool trajectories. Or you can see some kids and you can help change the trajectory of where they're currently at and maybe be trend more positively.
And what's your favorite part about being, in law enforcement as well as working in the school too?
I would say that my favorite part about working in the schools is I didn't understand and appreciate how much all these teachers do day in, day out until I really got here. It wasn't until COVID that I saw how much these teachers are willing to bend over backwards to make sure that these kids not just pass a class, but learn what they're supposed to, top of the standards of what they're supposed to hit. They will really spend their own time, their own money, their own resources to really make sure that those students learn and grow. And for them, it's not just a job, it's a passion. The hope is that they don't get too burnt out, especially when there's a lot going on. But, I would also express to the parents that as much as you trust law enforcement, you should also trust and communicate with your students' teachers. They want the best for your kids. Your students' success is their success. So that's like the one thing I learned is, going from a parent to working alongside these teachers is, man, they take their job as seriously as we do, As far as in law enforcement, a lot of people say that the school resource officer position is the hidden gem. Those people who like it love it. There might be some people who absolutely would rather go out and just stop cars and arrest bad guys. I feel like I can kind of do both. I get to work two different jobs. It keeps things fresh. Things don't ever go stale. There's always that next level of how can you be doing your job better, or how can we make this district safer or make this community safer. I think we all would agree that prevention is worth more than the cure.
And then just talk about maybe some challenges you had in the in law enforcement early on in your career, and maybe you see some now, and then just talk about maybe a challenging thing, but something you're trying to learn at as well.
I think for law enforcement, it's being a law enforcement officer within a school district is the way that they talk and handle things differently. I will say that these, as much as I thought that our officers love training and love to become resident experts within their own field, the same goes for these teachers out here. there may be a little bit the way that they communicate their disgruntled issues is a little bit more appropriate. Some officers are a little bit more blunt when they have a deal with a situation. So making sure that we, you know, handle things as appropriately, as professional as we can. But then at the same time, you know, learning from these teachers out here of how to better communicate. These guys they're phenomenal communicators out here.
And then my last question is, what would you say to somebody, maybe some advice you would give to somebody that's looking to get into law enforcement that could be the age of one of these students?
A lot of students come and talk to me about what it takes to join, whether it's law enforcement or any public service. A lot of it starts with, we have to pass our classes, right? We have to make sure we graduate. That's the first and foremost. Showing up to school is like showing up to a job. If you're not going to be successful in life if you don't show up. You miss a day, you miss a lot. So making sure that we're showing up, we're present, and we're also trying. We're not asking a ton out of these students, right? But for those students who can find the things that they like and really push themselves, really take hold of that and really see how far you can push yourself. The other thing would be making sure you're doing things appropriately and correctly. You know, following the rules and the laws of the state of Iowa and of your school and most importantly at home, following what you're supposed to be doing. Law enforcement's not a tough career to get into. However, we are very selective of who we hire because we have to make sure that we can trust those people. So with that, you have to show integrity. And integrity, a lot of it, that is making sure that if no one else knows what's going to happen, what the outcome's going to be, you're still going to do things the right way. So students can practice those skills here at school where, you know, whether it's, you know, using artificial intelligence to write a paper rather than using their own skills to write those things, or whether that's, you know, cheating on a test, things of those natures, working to make sure that they have appropriate, correct integrity as they move through things. And then, obviously, if you'd like to, college and or military, something to kind of give you some more life experiences. We have hired people who are younger, but it becomes a lot easier the more gray you have in your hair. My wife makes fun of me. I have a little bit of gray in my beard. I say it gives me street cred, right? So I'm not that old. I just look really old. I've aged like milk. So with the parents that I work with, that really does help me that they're like, wow, well, Hackett's been around for a while. Well, unfortunately, I'm just young and look old. So having some life experiences really helps too.
All right, Officer Hackett, we really appreciate the time for you spending with us talking about your career in public safety, and we appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
Again, that was Indianola Community School District School Resource Officer Jim Hackett on a Public Safety Special Edition News Magazine.